So I've joined a mechatronics club in UWC. So this club basically focuses on your building of electronics, robotics, and programming. And now I have done robotics before, but I've never worked with the electronics part of it or the electronical field in mechatronics. So, and since I'm interested in these three areas, I really want to go out to the club. Now this is part of my learning objective too, where I've developed a new skill in the process. When I first joined mechatronics, it was pretty confusing to work with electronics, because there was soldering and attaching your wires to your LEDs, know which end of the wire to attach where. So that got confusing at the beginning, but then I practiced soldering for a few classes, and then I got the hang of it. So for my first electronical project, I made an infrared LED pen where you have a button. If you click on the button, the pen emits light, and if you let it go, there's no light. So while doing this, I had to first take a piece of electrical board where I take two wires, LED and the battery, and then I had to figure out which end of the wire to put where, because if you put the negative same side, it won't work. So, or the long side of the LED to the other side of the wire, so you always know to do what to what. And now to attach the wire to the LED was the most difficult part, because you had to solder it, and soldering was really new for me, and it was also quite dangerous, because you had to take a different wire and heat it till it melts onto the LED and the wire you're soldering it with. Now at first it was hard for me, but I asked my teacher, Mr. Khan, to help me, and then I got a hang of it. So, and it got really fun later on. I think soldering is like the most fun thing in the club. I just love doing it. So when I got the hang of it, I attached the wire to the LED and attached the other wire to the LED, and then we had to solder it back to the battery. So now this took me around two classes to make completely. And then I had to take a button and then sellotape it all together and attach the button. So I had to sellotape the button onto the battery and then make it look like a pen. Well, it didn't exactly look like a pen, but you could get the idea that there was a button when if you click on it, it emits light. But this light can only be seen by a Samsung phone camera, because it's infrared, so you can't see it with your eyes, obviously. The Apple camera can't detect infrared waves, so I had to use my friend's phone to record it. And it turned out pretty well. Now, through this process, I was really confused at the beginning. I didn't know what to do. Everything seemed so like new to me, and it felt like I didn't belong here, or like I didn't know, because I didn't have a clue what to do. But after the first lesson, when I looked up through our mechatronics drive on what stuff we can create, how to create it, and what's the basics you need to know, and then it got pretty interesting. So I wanted to do this, because I wanted to quit, because it seemed really weird, but after I read through it, seem nice. And then, so I think the hardest bit was soldering, because that took me quite a bit to learn, because it's, you're using a hot item to melt it, so you can easily burn your hand as well, and you have to be careful there. So at first I was scared, but then later on it was fine, and then I got the hang of it. And the wire as well, it's obviously, you have to be careful with the battery, like the battery should not be switched on, it should not be connected to all soldering, because you might get an electric shock, and the battery might blast because of the excess heat. So I was scared for like a few things, but then when I got a hang of it, you get to know what to do, like it just comes to you, and that was a good part of it. Well, I've never actually done this ever before, and it was a really fun and exciting thing to do. Now my second project was a Lego. Well, I've made Legos before, but I've never programmed a Lego to walk and shoot around, to walk or to move, to stop. And the programming bit, so there's this app on the phone where you program from the computer and then it gets saved on your phone. And there were buttons on the phone which will come after you program. And those buttons were also programmed on the programmer of like the Lego app on my Mac. So there was a Lego application on my phone. The Lego application on my Mac was used to program the buttons and what to do. So I got the buttons on my phone, and then I moved it back, moved it forth, and then it had the sensor as well to when to stop, when not to stop. So these skills I've learned, programming, soldering, and then never give up, because I actually was about to give up on the club because I didn't know what to do. But as soon as I got to know about it more, practice a lot, practice more, it got really interesting. Yeah.